Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Guess who's fat? Fat again.
Tell a friend. Guess who's
guess
fat?
Who's fat? Guess who's fat?
Guess who's fat? Da 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 da. I-T-L-L-I-T. Da 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 da. Sorry.
What a burger.
Oh, that sounds good. Whatever it does sound good.
Doesn't it?
It does.
When does it sound bad? Like maybe when you had food poisoning. That's it.
Like, oh, you mean so after you eat Chipotle?
Jesus. Disparaging.
No,
God.
I eat Chipotle.
Why do people hate? I don't have any problems when I eat Chipotle. People seem to have the worst problems ever there.
I tell you, man, I had it today. And here's what happens with Chipotle. I've mentioned it before, but this is the process. I don't hate Chipotle. So don't think I'm anti-Chipotle. If they were an advertiser, they would
sounds
let me
like
here.
Chipotle hates you.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. So I get hungry and I'm like, you know what sounds amazing is a Chipotle bowl. Love. I know a lot of people aren't fans of it, but I love the what is it, the cheese sauce they have now?
Queso. You're low rent, dude.
But I put queso on the bowl. I put it on the bowl. I don't do it with the chips. I put it on the bowl.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Their queso's not good. I am a bit of a queso elitist, though. I tell you what, you came over one time when I was making the Super Bowl all about myself.
Yep.
And I had a Super Bowl party, and I made queso, and you were like, who made this? This is amazing. And I had made it. So, and I don't cook like anything. Yeah. So
I love cheese sauce.
I'm a total queso elitist, so I am very offended that you actually like the Chipotle queso.
No, but I don't take that and dip chips in it. What I do is I put it on the rice.
I understand.
With the sour cream and the cheese.
It doesn't matter what you do with it. It's not good.
It is. It's good. Okay, so either way. So I eat it. It sounds good. After I eat it, I'm like, oh God, I've made a mistake. And then I suffer. And then after about 5 or 6 days, it's like it never happened. It's, you know, it's gone. It's completely gone from my memory. And then I'm like, you know what sounds good? Chipotle. And then I might be like, I don't know.
Sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Every time. Never fails. Never fails. So the time that Whataburger doesn't sound good is right after I eat Chipotle. That's okay. The only time.
Yeah. So like I said, kind of you have food poisoning-ish. Like it's not full-on food poisoning, but it's like I get that when I eat pineapple. Like I love pineapple. Oh, pineapple tastes great to me. But if I eat too much of it, it is bad time for me.
Well, it's diuretic, I think. Yeah, fruit makes you the more you eat.
Yeah, but I mean, if I eat a ton of strawberries, I don't get that. If I eat a ton of whatever, blueberries, cantaloupe, whatever, watermelon, nothing else does it to me like pineapple. There's something. I'm just mildly allergic to it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good you eat it then.
Well, you know, it's not going to kill me. It's just like, it's the instant regret like you have. It's just like, why did I do this? I knew this was going to happen. And I still did.
Like people listening to the show right now. They're just like,
right. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. You clearly either stumbled upon this and this is all you can listen to, or you downloaded this and you're out of an area to get a new podcast. So that's why you're listening to this, right?
I do actually face the weekends are a rough podcasting time. This is why people should appreciate us, because like come Friday, I've gone through the list. If I have to do something on Saturday, I look down on my phone and I go, oh man, like I'm going to like I'll have to see, is Marin have anybody interesting on? Like then I'm just trying to find something. So weekends are tough. So that's
go with an audio book.
Yeah. Read a book, right? With my ears.
R-E-A-D-A-B-O-O-K.
Yeah, I'll do that. Well, coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble because we are off there on Sunday. There's also a special Royal Rumble burger that we are going to talk about because I want to see if the challenge can get met by Mr. Bogman. Mm. And I think we also talked about a bit we were going to do. So we're going to do Royal Rumble. We're going to do some food talk. I want to talk baseball. because there's a lot of baseball stuff looming, and there is a dirty, filthy traitor that needs to be outed. Dirty, filthy traitor that we're going to talk about. So baseball coming up, Royal Rumble, food talk, which is absolutely everybody's favorite. But when we left you last, we were talking about who is the worst. I could probably say mentor in all of the NFL, but let's just focus on wide receivers. If a wide receiver wanted a mentor, who is the literal last person they should choose? I say it's Terrell Owens. Hello, Antonio Brown. Welcome to your mentor, because you picked Terrell Owens.
Just before we even get to T.O., how about, did you see AB's new hair thing? How he dyed just his mustache blonde and one dreadlock?
Why?
I don't know.
What is that about?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Trying to get that Bay Area look?
I have no idea. It just looked crazy. He looks like an insane person.
I saw the mustache. It's not a good look.
No, it's not. None of it's a good look. It's terrible.
No. Why do you think, though?
Worst, is Randy Moss a good mentor?
1,000 times better than T.O.
Than T.O.?
Well, Randy Moss is a good teammate. Randy Moss is never a bad teammate. Randy Moss was
in Oakland. He kind of gave up in Oakland. Yeah,
he would too.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
And I don't want to get in a fight with Derek Carr, but he did too. So,
right. I mean, it's kind of where players go to die for sure.
Randy Moss was on the Patriots. He was. I know what you're saying. Like Randy Moss, a lot of divas. Like you're going to be hard to not pick a diva here, but Randy Moss, absolutely not. He was. He did his thing. I would take Randy Moss 10,000 times over. Like, I mean, there's the obvious, like, bad ones. Like we mentioned, like, Ray Carruth would not be a great one. But why would be a mentor?
Let me ask you this, and this has nothing to do with attitude, so don't jump down my throat here. But would Jerry Rice be a bad mentor because you're just never going to get to the level that Jerry Rice was? And he's just like, well, I don't know, work harder, be better. And no one's going to work harder or ever be better than him.
No, absolutely not. But that's ridiculous. That's like being
not ridiculous. It's just a fact. Like, no, and you would agree with that. No one is going to ever be as good as Jerry Rice.
I know, so. That's like saying, like, you're not going to take advice from Warren Buffett because he has all the money and I could never get the money that Warren Buffett has.
Well, you can get money. Like, anyone can get money. No one, not everyone can be as it's like Michael Jordan or LeBron James being a mentor. Like, you're never going to be LeBron James. So what can he say that's going to possibly ever make you better?
Well, all the great, I don't follow that at all because greatness exudes greatness. You can't tell the if you're the mentor of a person, you can't make them do anything. But what you can do, obviously, if they're an actual good mentor. I mean, you can be inspiring. Mentor, yeah, you could say.
I understand that.
Again, the Warren Buffett thing. Here are the things that I do. Here are the things that I live by. This is how I got and how I treat myself from a day-to-day perspective. Same thing LeBron James would do. I guess
you can get that person to their peak, even though they're never going to get to be as good as him.
But yeah,
you remember we watched the original Hard Knocks was Chad Johnson before he was ever Ocho Cinco or any of that nonsense. Yeah. And he ran up to Marvin Lewis. It was Marvin Lewis's first year.
I remember.
And he said, I want to be the greatest. I want to be better than Rice. Y'all got to help me.
You got to hit me. Yeah, got to hit me.
Yeah, I got to hit me. Right.
I absolutely do. But he didn't. He
was very good for a long time, but he's not even close to Rice. Give me a break.
But he wasn't. But that. But you were saying Jerry Rice. He wasn't working with Jerry Rice. He was asking the Bengals. He was asking Hugh Jackson, make me better, make me like Jerry Rice, make me better. And Hugh Jackson's like, all right. No, by the way, there's like, I don't know what this is, if this is just a Super Bowl bit. Did you see this video? It's Terrell Owens and Chad Johnson. They're working and they're working with wideouts, and they were sitting talking with Calvin Ridley and Ocho Cinco is out there. I think I might have saw it on Twitter or whatever. And it's some produced video they're putting together where they're talking to young receivers on telling them how to be great. And his idea was like, be great at one thing, you know, like be better at something than anybody else. And it was like a weird piece of advice. Like, he's better. Ocho Cinco is better than T.O. Ocho Cinco's got a, he's got a like a hard work ethic. You know what I mean? He's always had that. He's a weirdo, but he's had a super hard work ethic. He does have maybe the best feet I've ever seen in the NFL. Route running was a key. T.O. was just a freak. T.O. didn't have a talent that was better than anybody else outside of being the biggest crybaby and whiner and horrible teammate that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, he was still really, really good. Like,
he was a great, he was an incredible, talented player, but he was the worst. He cried about everything. He yelled at all of his teammates. No accountability.
Does that remind you of anyone currently in the NFL looking for a trade?
Yeah, I know. It's Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm not like, you know, he refused to talk to Art Rooney Art Rooney had come out and said, I don't want to do anything until I finally talk to AB. And then they asked him again, and he said he wants to be traded.
The difference is Terrell Owens disrespected every single quarterback he ever played with. He cried
for Tony Romo.
Well, yeah. Oh, well, Tony Romo. Yeah. I mean, he was, you know, I don't want to get into all that, but I'm saying like Jeff Garcia, Donovan McNabb, he treated all of them
like
garbage.
Like a rat.
Yeah, that's
smells
what I'm
like
at.
A rat.
Wait, he had a really
must
hot
be a rat.
By
must
the
be
way.
Jeff Garcia.
Yeah. But Antonio Brown, his issue is that he's being treated like garbage from Ben. Like Ben he's kind of an a-hole. Like Ben has been commonly known as an a-hole. He's built the right to be the leader. Obviously, right. I don't think he's not doing probably all the steps you need to as a leader. He's probably doing the leader thing of saying, hey, listen, I'm the quarterback. I'm the Steelers tenured guy. You listen to me. And, you know, there's not much tact. You know what it reminds me of? When Aaron Rodgers went to Green Bay and Brett Favre's like, nah, I'm not going to teach this guy. I'm going to do my thing. Like, that's Roethlisberger. He doesn't want any quarterback in there. He doesn't have any tact. And Antonio Brown is a emotional crybaby who has horrible people around him and it already has a very big diva mentality. It is incredible the amount of your Steeler players that stepped up to talk absolute S about him on any network they possibly
could. And
then could.
I thought it was funny because a lot of them are talking smack and then you have other guys like Juju saying, no, I want him to come back and play here. And Marquise Pouncey saying, I think this could all be solved with a good conversation. And I don't think it could. I think the bridge is burnt. And it doesn't matter. The bridge is burnt between AB and Mike Tomlin. And that's all it takes. Like, it doesn't matter if AB gets along with everybody else in the organization. If the head coach and a star player don't get along, it's really tough to make it work.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible. I mean, I think Jimmy Johnson, had problems with Irvin and Aikman at points, and I'm sure Emmett, but they made it work. They won Super Bowls. You know what I mean? AB's never had a ring.
And it's not, you're right, dude. It's also, you don't have to not be a diva to be a great player. Like, there's plenty. Jerry Rice, in his own right, was a diva. We talked about Randy Moss. Like having a personality, being opinionated. I mean, Kobe Bryant is really unlikable. Michael Jordan had a lot of that, but they were the greatest. Their work ethic sometimes was negative to people around them and stuff like that. But it's also about management across the board. If you're going to be the lead, I mean, basketball's a little bit different than football. There's a management of the entire process. If the quarterback is going to be unapproachable and is going to get under everybody's skin, they got to be able to know how to manage the players. I think Antonio Brown could get relatively managed, but to be fair, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers also kind of curated this process with these players, this attitude, because Le'Veon Bell got away with everything. Antonio Brown's getting away with everything. Ben Roethlisberger is a bad leader.
I don't think it's on Roethlisberger. I think that's on Tomlin.
Oh yeah, I agree. He's the worst.
And I don't know that Tomlin's the worst, but
I meant of them. I'm sorry. I meant of the people, the culpable people with the Steelers.
Of allowing people of this to happen.
Yeah, it's Tomlin being the worst. I think Roethlisberger's culpable. And then it goes down because they let that culture just curate under them and all of a sudden it's blown up.
It's the thing that Tomlin says. He said, I'll treat everyone fair, but I won't treat everyone the same. So what he gives you, he thinks you've earned. You know, if he thinks you've earned a day off or you've earned to take a rep off or whatever, or, you know, show up late, Yeah, yeah, show up late to practices and things like that because of your on the field stuff on Sunday. He'll let you slide. But if you're a, you know, if you try to act like Antonio Brown when you're the 53rd man on the roster, goodbye. We're going to cut you. You're done. So I get what he's saying. I just don't think that it works. I think you have to hold everyone accountable. You can't let, like, you can let things happen up to a point. But I think he went well beyond that point. So I'm with you there. Like, that needs to change. But if it's, we all know with the Steelers, if it comes down between a player or a coach, the only player that they would fire Mike Tomlin for is Ben Roethlisberger, because it's so hard to
find.
Which
at this point is actually would be hysterically stupid.
And I don't know if it'd be stupid, to be honest. Like, I think that once Ben goes, Tomlin will go too, whether he retires or resigns from the team and goes to do something different. But I think when Ben goes, that Tomlin goes also, because I don't think he wants to be in Pittsburgh for part of a rebuild when people are calling for a job when the team is still over 500.
Yeah, so. I mean, he would want a commitment from the organization to say, yes, like, hey, am I here for the rebuild? Like, you want to rebuild without me? I get it, but that's why I'm saying, like I don't know. I guess I see your point, though. Like, why would you take out Tomlin when you still have Roethlisberger in his last year or two, or however long he's going to play? Like,
he's trying to get an extension now. So,
Really? Didn't he threaten retirement just like last year?
He did. Yeah, and that's why people hate Ben Roethlisberger, because he's a drama queen himself. He's absolutely a diva, and I've been saying that for years.
You guys need a culture change, and that's what I'm afraid of.
And I think it'll happen when Ben leaves.
And that's what I'm afraid of with the 49ers is bringing. I would love Antonio Brown. I'm not actually sure it happens. I'm not even sure I would put the 49ers as the top team, because sometimes that stuff, like, you see these players go out there and be like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And it's like, well, you're not going to get what you want. Like, the team has to ultimately want you, and you're publicly making this known. Someone else steps up. I mean, you're also letting everybody else in the division know. You know, what says the Seahawks aren't going to try to come in and give up an extra pick? You got a leader in Russell Wilson. So it's... I don't know. It's wacko.
It sucks. It really sucks. So, and it's coming off the heels of, you know, last offseason we dealt with all this Bell stuff, or really during the season, because no one thought he was going to hold out. But
at least we're not going to hear about it the entire week during Radio Row. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Lots more in this league coming up.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In this league.
In this league is cooking.
Wow, what a rush.
Who was that? Was that the
LOD, son?
The Legion of Doom?
That's right.
Isn't one of them dead?
I think so. RIP. Both of them might be. I don't know. I've been out of touch with wrestling for a long time, but we're going.
We're going. That's right.
Be there.
Bogman and I, people, we're not deserving of it, but we are going to... The what?
Not even a little.
No, not one bit. But we are going to the Royal Rumble with a couple friends. People might know Mike Wright from the Fantasy Footballers. And we'll be posting up some stuff. So if you want to follow us at Is It The Welsh at Bogman Sports, there'll probably be some videos out there that we're going to be posting from there. We might show up on one of our friends' podcasts, In This Ring. It's a wrestling podcast. Maybe some updates. And we are going to do a secret show. There's a bigger conversation to be had. We won't do it here, but I have a past in e-wrestling. And I had a character, a popular character. I know, what a loser. And I unveiled the character on the Deckard Balls Christmas special, finally, after I was paid to. And in the secret show that's coming up on February 1st, we are going to be live in studio together. We are going to record before and after, and we'll also be talking about the e-wrestling stuff. And maybe we'll even ask, maybe we'll even get some interviews from people around about their thoughts on it. But there's e-wrestling involved. There's actual wrestling involved, because we are going to the 2019 Royal Rumble right here in Phoenix when all the other deserved people should be going. And we are going to be laughing in their face, not knowing anybody.
No, I mean, you were reading off the matches the last time, and I do, like, I do know some of them, and I wish I had had time to catch up, really, and more into it. But you know, the book stuff, like, I got a free PS4 and I didn't open it up until a couple days ago, and I still haven't even turned it on.
All right, so let's have,
I don't
want to
get distracted. So
let's have a revisit. So here's what's in store for the Royal Rumble for any of you wrestling fans. A lot of people just shaking your head. But hey, listen, you know, like wrestling, like we don't either. Like, I don't either. Like, I don't watch it either. But I used to like wrestling back in the day, so much so I
think every young man did. Most young men anyway.
Yeah. Like, everybody liked wrestling at some point, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's the guy that doesn't like wrestling? That guy's the biggest judger, too, by the way. Like, they have an opinion. That's the person that has opinion about everything. They're like, oh, wrestling, you're one of those guys. Be like, yeah, I was. But you're one of those guys now that you have to tell us all why wrestling is bad. So here you go. You've got the I don't understand anything that's going on anymore. We did a little bit of this on the Secret Show, but the Raw Women's Championship match, Sasha Banks and rowdy Ronda Rousey Bogman, and a rumor is Miss Ronda Rousey might be leaving the WWE after WrestleMania.
Yeah, I believe the rumor is she wants to have kids. So,
oh, she that need help? Is,
does she need any assistance? She can get it from me. So
just checking. Absolutely. All right, so man, she is. They have like a picture of her in this article. I forget how, like,
my favorite Ronda Rousey thing ever was, I don't know if you saw this, she was on some late night show talking about these, she was in a movie theater and these people in front of her were being super rude. And this girl, like, threw a shoe up at them. And so she grabbed the shoe and threw it up to the front of the movie theater. And all these people were drunk. And so the boyfriends came to like, they took a swing at her to beat her up, and she beat the piss out of all of these dudes.
I bet,
like,
she three did. Or four some of dude like tried all, to swing at her.
All of these chicks were UFC chicks, and then these idiot bro dogs were trying to fight him, and these UFC girls beat the crap out of these dudes, and then they weren't going to go file a police report because they got their ass kicked by these women. So
that's
so hilarious.
That's fantastic.
So
can you imagine?
No,
I would I'll be honest with you. I mean, I would never be the person that would do any of that stuff. But right. Like, I would have, let's say I just got super drunk or whatever. And like, I'm like getting up like, what's up? And if I saw Ronda Rousey, I'd be like, sorry. And I would say,
would you like my wallet? Can yeah, exactly. I pay for all the stuff for the terrible?
I'll steal a kid for you. What do you need? Like, I don't know. Like, whatever you need. I would not. You're not going to step up to that. She would destroy me. I am very much taller and bigger than her, and she would put me out in 10 seconds.
Absolutely.
Either way. All the ways. All the ways. So Raw Women's Championship match. I don't know who Sasha Banks is. Apparently, she's a big name. Her and Ronda Rousey. Who do you want to win? I want Rousey.
Well, if Rousey's losing, you got to think that Sasha Banks is going to win.
But
right?
No, but that's WrestleMania. Her last hurrah will be WrestleMania.
Is this is for a belt?
This is for the Raw Women's Championship match. A lot of women's matches in this Royal Rumble we're going to, Bog. So strap in.
Fair and balanced. Or on. I'll go with Rousey.
Yeah, we easily Rousey here. All right. This one, SmackDown Women's Championship match, Becky Lynch, the man, versus Asuka. Now, I've never seen either wrestle in my life, but I know of because of the internet. Asuka, everyone likes. She like paints herself up. And Becky Lynch is like the female Stone Cold. Like, she'll bust her nose, she'll bleed everywhere, she'll do the leather jacket. She's like the stone. I mean, this is, I want Becky Lynch. I want her to stun. I don't know if she does a stunner, but I want you to. I want her to stun everybody. She's the man. Look her up real quick.
Type in. No, I see. Yeah, that's. I'm liking that. Yeah, let's go with Becky Lynch.
Let me look. Let me see what you're saying real quick. Becky Lynch. Should we type in the man? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She got the red hair too now. Jeez.
Yeah. The ginger. Yep.
Boy, I might be all like in that. On Becky Lynch.
I give it all up.
I give it all up, man. I couldn't be more in on Becky Lynch. It is unbelievable. All right.
That's funny.
All right. Where's the next match here? SmackDown Tag Team Championship. We went through this. The Bar versus Shane and Miz. So this is Shane McMahon, the dude from. What, Road Rules, or was it? Was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not Road Rules. Real World. The Miz versus whatever the Bar is. I'm gonna look these guys up. I'm gonna go tag.
I feel
team.
Like the Bar is a test that the Miz couldn't pass, so I'm gonna go with the Bar.
Okay, so here it is.
Is that Sheamus?
It is. That's right. I just looked it up. It's some bald guy and Sheamus.
I remember Sheamus from Sheamus was wrestling when we went to the WrestleMania. That was like his big debut
in WrestleMania. And I said, what in blank is a Sheamus when that happened? Yeah. So yeah, it's Sheamus and someone called Cesaro.
Okay.
The bald guy.
I like this mohawk.
This is a pretty serious mohawk. Like he's going to be drinking, right? A little bourbon.
Boy, I tell you what, Sheamus couldn't last 5 minutes out in the sun in Arizona, though.
No, I'm worried about him.
He'd have to be in. I mean, even right now when it's 75 degrees, he needs to sunblock up.
He's going to be the only guy that's going to be in the arena the entire time. Yeah, he is going to struggle. Now,
I feel like he gets sunburned on the flight.
You have here. Yeah, United States Championship match, Rusev versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't know. I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I don't know any of these people.
Nakamura.
I've heard of like Rusev.
Nakamura WWE and Nakamura Plaza come up.
Nakamura, I think, is like a smaller guy, and there's this thing called like Rusev Day, like Happy Rusev Day. I don't know what any of that means.
Rusev WWE. Is he just some giant monster? Jesus. Yeah, he looks. Well, he's definitely hairy. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Like blue shorts.
I don't know what is happening.
I don't know who these people are. Hold on. We got to do our picks. That's what we got to do. So wait, go back. We both want Becky Lynch, right? Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Yes. Shane and Miz or The Bar?
The Bar. I said that I feel like The Bar is a test that The Miz couldn't pass.
I'm going to go Shane and Miz. Okay. He couldn't pass it. You're right. All right. So I jumped down to United States. Rusev or Nakamura? Nakamura is the reigning Royal Rumble champion, though, Boggs. I don't think there's ever been a back-to-back.
I think I'm going to go with Nakamura.
Oh, I'm going to go Rusev. I'm going to say bad guy win. Okay. All right. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. Now, here's what's important. I want to let you know about. I'm going to tell you about something Daniel Bryan did on the next break, because Daniel Bryan is local, Boggs. He is from Phoenix, local? Arizona, okay. Facing off against AJ Styles, who I remember from the TNA, maybe?
THC?
Yeah. Is it legal yet? I don't think so. Daniel Bryan is playing a heel. And
didn't Daniel Bryan, isn't he the guy that like broke his back and they said he might not ever wrestle again and he made his way back?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I might be making that up.
No, there's a guy that had like, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Roman Reigns, who has leukemia or something. Who, by the way, is now going to play the Rock's brother
in the new Fast and Furious.
Roman Reigns is going to play the Rock's brother in the next Fast and Furious. No, not in the next Fast and Furious. Did you know they're doing a spinoff? Have you seen the most recent Fast and Furious movies?
Why would I? Come on.
Yeah, have you seen any of the last
couple? I gave up on Fast and Furious movies like after the last WrestleMania.
Okay, well, did you know Jason Statham is in one?
No, I didn't. I knew The Rock was in one. I didn't.
Well, Charlize Theron was in one too. That was a good one.
She was the bad guy.
Yeah, she's the bad guy. They're doing a spinoff, and so is Jason Statham. They're doing a Jason Statham and The Rock. Their character. I don't know what the characters' names are. they're having a spinoff movie, and Roman Reigns is playing The Rock's brother in that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Roman Reigns could play Jason Momoa. Like, he could be the Aquaman's next challenge.
Oh, like his twin, his doppelganger.
Yeah, yeah. They look a lot alike, right?
They do. Yeah. Maybe they'd get, you know, more people watching that movie, too.
Yeah, probably.
All right. So Daniel Bryan, I don't really know anything about him. AJ Styles probably playing the good guy here. Here's a couple things, though, Bugs. Whoever wins, you got to think, is not going to have a possibility of a WWE championship. So could Daniel Bryan win in his hometown, or more likely, which I think, since he's the bad guy, lose in Phoenix, which makes me easily say the WWE championship goes to AJ Styles.
Wait a minute. Who's fighting?
AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would pick the hometown guy.
You're going to take Bryan. I'll take Styles.
Okay.
Why are there so goddamn many championships, by the way?
Because I think the big four, you know, the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series, like, it's all just championship matches, right?
I don't know, but okay, but I just told you that's the WWE championship.
It didn't used to be like that, but that was back in the day when there were like 15 superstars.
Yeah, you know? But now it's all broken up, though. But listen, dude, there's WWE Championship. Now, the WWE Universal Championship match. First, it's Brock Lesnar versus the Demon Finn Balor.
So wait a minute, is he's as the Demon?
I don't know if he'll be, well, you know, he comes out and type in Finn Balor Demon.
No, I saw when we looked at it earlier.
Oh, did you?
Finn
did you?
Balor Demon.
Yeah, or you'll see, he looks like
instead of the Yellow King, he looks like the Black King.
Yeah, he looks like the bad guy from like, what's the
Super Trooper movie? He really wants to be Venom.
What's the Super Trooper movie? With Coconut Pete and everything.
Oh, damn it. Club Dread.
Club Dread. He looks like he's the bad guy from Club Dread or something like that. Finn Balor. So Finn Balor, he does whatever this thing is.
He comes out to ponytails and cocktails.
Totally, though. So this guy versus...
They call me the mayor.
Brock Lesnar.
Because I spend all my days here.
What do you think? Who's going to win?
I hope not Brock Lesnar. So let's go Finn Balor.
All right, I'll go Finn Balor.
I feel like Brock Lesnar can't decide what he wants to do. Does he want to be a wrestler? Like, does he want to be a UFC fighter? Like, just pick one and stick with it.
I think he's going to win because then I think the Rumble person's going to face him. So I'm going to go Lesnar. There's a cruiserweight match. I don't know any of these people. I don't care. There's someone named Kalisto. Hideo, somebody. We didn't skip that one.
Hideo Nomo?
Yeah, and we did that bit. Fatal four-way. I don't know what's fatal about it. Are they going to die? Is this like a death match?
No, isn't the fatal four-way where the match is over when one guy pins the other and that's it? It's not like an elimination.
Maybe.
Fatal four-way match rules. I'm going to try to look it up.
Yeah, it's important that we know all this stuff. And by the way, tell us what we're getting wrong here, because we need to know. It's very important. We need to know what we're in for, character-wise, storyline-wise. You can predict the surprises. Because is there going to be a surprise? Is like The Rock going to show up? Maybe Stone Cold?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. I think that for all the times that I went, the only time I ever saw Stone Cold was in that WrestleMania. And we used to go out there. He wasn't there. Maybe no. I've never seen him then.
No, I don't think you've ever seen him. No, he's been out forever. He wasn't at that WrestleMania. Which reminded me, that was a WrestleMania where Undertaker and Shawn Michaels had their final match.
Yes, I remember that.
Well, I'm telling other people, so.
I can't find the rules of this. Right. It's too complicated. So.
All right, so here's the two Rumble matches, so we're not spending too much time on this. The Women's Royal Rumble match. Here are the women that are confirmed. Now, Bob.
And this is only like the second time they've done this, right?
Well, the first time, Trish Stratus, Sable, Lita, our era of
Lita?
Women, they all showed up in the Royal Rumble match last year.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Did she have whale tail?
Did she what?
Did she have the whale tail going?
She had all the things. She had all the stuff. There's only 23 confirmed women in the Royal Rumble, which opens up 7 spots for maybe
Sable. Can we get Kate Upton in there?
Oh, God. I mean, if she'll do a Sable spread. I don't know any of these women. Charlotte Flair is going to be in the Royal Rumble. You're a fan, aren't you?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, Charlotte Flair. Yeah, I saw the Ric Flair stuff and all the stuff with his daughter. That's pretty cool.
I don't know any of these other women. I assume like you might get like the Becky Lynch and stuff that'll show up, and maybe we'll get a few surprise ones.
Here, who won it last year?
Was the girl I was telling you about with the face paint. Who? What's her name? Akira.
Oh, okay, Akira.
Azuka.
Okay.
Bazooka.
Asa Akira.
Right. Bazooka Bubblegum. here are the men's Royal Rumble confirmed people, I think. Are these confirmed? Looks like it's confirmed. Rumble match. All right. John Cena, though I've heard conflicting reports. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe, Drew McIntyre, Kofi Kingston, Big E. There's a bunch of people. I don't know who they are. Jinder Mahal, Jeff Hardy, Bobby Lashley, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton. Someone named R-Truth is going to be the 30th. So there's 21 spots that are unconfirmed with some people that probably in the matches we're going to see, like, you know, Lesnar and stuff. So in the, you know, when we come back from break, we'll give you who we think are going to win the two Royal Rumbles. I want to tell you about the burger that the Diamondbacks and Chase Field are releasing for the Royal Rumble and what preceded it. And then we'll also talk about the sports that, you know, everybody wants to hear, because there's baseball drama I want to talk about in this cheating ass. Just can't say those words. I'll lose money. I'm not going to pay for 10.
Yeah, let's go. You can buy me two burgers.
No, I don't want to do that. All right. More In This League coming up. Don't you go anywhere. Bogman and Welsh. We'll be back right after this.
NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
DailyRoto.com, they've got their partnership with Data Golf. It was last year, and it's back in 2019 with the all-new premium fantasy golf and betting tools. Check out the all-new, here's a list of awesome stuff, lineup optimizer with custom settings and advanced grouping, customizable projections for FanDuel and DraftKings, ownership projections, PGA finish probabilities and simulator, outright and top 20 market betting tools, head-to-head and three-ball betting tools, and PGA Pro Tip subscriber chat and more. Go to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, choose Golf, and enter promo code GOLF19 for a 10% discount. That's DailyRoto.com. Go to Go Premium, click on Golf, and enter promo code GOLF19. Get that 10% discount today. All right. How many people just like you said, you said something that killed me where we're on break, and I was just like, how many people just tuned out for that? Like, we don't talk about wrestling.
Well, first of all, number one, I think you think that because we don't watch wrestling as much.
I think
a lot of people still do. So.
Yeah, they do, and we hear from them. I know a lot of people. I mean, believe me, my timeline tells me how many people really like wrestling, which is a little bit surprising, but okay. I'm not judging by any means. I don't qualify to judge that. But there's also, I feel like, the other end of people just roll their eyes. It's like, you know, the person that only watches baseball when football comes on, they're like, ugh. So I
got you.
I'm just like, that probably turned a lot of people off talking wrestling. But then what did you say to me?
I said, what? And this is a quote that I love when someone says anything like that from Bad Santa. I said, well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Yeah, like, we got to fill 3 hours. They can't all be winners, can they?
This is my favorite line. There's so many good lines from Bad Santa. It's unbelievable. Most of them I can't say on the radio, but my favorite one is, they can't all be winners. It's from the when he fills up, he gets drunk, and the kid has the advent calendar, like counting the days to Christmas, and you open up a thing, it has a quote, and then you eat the chocolate, and he gets drunk, he opens up all the chocolates and eats them all, and then he feels guilty, and he's filling them with, like, you know, gummy bears and aspirin and vitamins and stuff, and the kid opens it up, and he's like, aspirin? And Bad Santa goes, well, they can't all be winners, can they? That's where I got that line from, and I will always say it. It's amazing.
This reminds me, starting hour three, I'm just giving you a tease. We are going to talk about the teased dude clip. So anybody knows what I'm talking about. The dude has been teased. And we're going to talk about that when we come back onto the next, when we start hour three, just as a little teaser there, because Bad Santa made me think of that. But Royal Rumble, Bogman, Welsh, Royal Rumble, Sunday, we'll be there. Floor, hopefully not garbage seats. Hopefully we can see. We were so far. I mean, we get the advantage of saying we were on the floor at WrestleMania, but we were far. And that stadium is way too big.
I don't think we were on the floor either. We were on the first level.
First level.
And then there's floor level. So
yeah, we were on like we weren't at the very, very top, but you just forget like that little ring in, you know, the Cardinal Stadium was like, holy crap.
By the way, did you say anything about, because I'm on Instagram checking out some of these wrestlers and I see Alexa Bliss. Did you see anything about Alexa Bliss being in any of these matches? Because yeah, I feel like I would want to see her.
She is the, it says number five. I don't think it's a guarantee, but she is in the Royal Rumble, Women's Royal Rumble.
I tell you who I really want to see, and I don't know if she's going to be there or not, but have you seen Mick Foley's daughter?
No. Oh, should I look her up? Okay, hold on. First, Noelle I'm looking Foley. At Alexa
Bliss. My God.
Wow, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
All right.
Name sounds like it's something that I'd be watching that's not wrestling. So.
What's Mick Foley's Dutch? Should I just write in
Noelle Mick Foley? Foley.
Okay, let's see. Noelle.
N-O-E-L-L-E.
Whatever, it'll correct itself. Oh my God. That says, let me go to pictures real quick. I feel like I'm going to swallow my tooth. This is great. Let's see.
Can you believe that's Mick Foley's daughter? Like, Mick Foley looks like me.
Wow. Yeah, as I'm going through here. All right. Is she going to be? Let's see. Noelle Foley. I don't think she's in the. Does she even wrestle?
Well, no. She doesn't wrestle, but she goes to all the stuff. She goes to most of the stuff. So I don't know if she's going to be there or not. I think she might be on vacation. But, like, I've been following her on Instagram for a while. And she shows up at, like, all the events. But I think, of course, the one we're going to, she's not going to be there.
I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I look at the Women's Royal Rumble match set of names. And this is a set of names I see on a completely different site. I mean, Mickie James, Alexa Bliss, Ember Moon, Alicia Fox, Zelina Vega, Peyton Royce, Dana Brooke, Nikki Cross, Carmella, I put a bing on the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are a completely different list, but Alexa Bliss will be here. Okay, so pick your Women's Royal Rumble winner.
I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss.
With Alexa Bliss.
I'm a creep.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to say Ronda Rousey. Because I'm going to say Becky Lynch wins.
Okay.
And then Ronda Rousey, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if she's going to lose or win. Maybe she loses to Sasha Banks, then goes in the Rumble and wins. So it's Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey. Because if she leaves, they got to put her over as the next big one. So my women's champion is Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Whatever happened to the Paige wrestler?
With the belt and the videos.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know. I've seen.
Big fan.
I'm sorry. Seen her in action recently.
I shouldn't know all this stuff. Oh, I'm looking at her. Yep, there she is. Yeah, I became very familiar off of a certain video. But did you know?
What's her finishing move again? What did you call it?
The happy ending.
Writes itself.
It writes itself.
That was Chris Paul to Clint Capella.
That was a Russell Westbrook triple double that just happened there. You set it up and I slammed that in. We are Lob City on that one. I just found out about this. Did you know they're making a movie about her life?
No, really?
Yeah, I guess because she's from like...
Is that going to be on the same place where her most recent videos
were? No, it's completely different. Oh. She's like from like Ireland or something like that. But she's got some weird wrestling family. And Nick Frost is playing her dad as like a wrestler. Who's a wrestling father, and she and it's it literally is like she gets offered a tryout. She comes to America, and it's all that stuff. I'm guessing they're probably going to take out the new finishing move we found in those videos of her. But she has I don't know why I know all this stuff. It's just like wrestling has gotten so mainstream, like we're all in everybody's lives. So
You're stalking her. It's
guess
okay.
what? She's here, Boggs. I just see a Twitter post when I typed in Paige. Let's see.
Okay. She's so maybe she's going to be in it.
She says...
I wasn't sure, like, to be honest, like, shtick aside and all that stuff, I had no idea if she was still wrestling or what the deal
No, I don't think she's wrestling. What I think she's doing... Oh, man, here's a video. She looks like... again, she looks like she's at a different... She looks like she's at that Vegas conference right now with that.
Oh, okay. The one where I should be.
Yeah, so. With the... It's not... It's three initials, but it's not WWE. There's an A and a V. But... And exactly. She was like a manager or something.
Okay.
Or something like, what is this? What is WWE Chronicle? I don't know what's going on. But yeah, she says, what's up, Phoenix? Oh, she was doing a signing. You just missed her, Boggs.
Where was it?
I don't know. It was out here. But
was it at Alaskan Bush Company?
Oh, they're doing something. Oh, another thing, by the way, we didn't even mention.
All this stuff pops up. Well,
I just remembered. Bogman's going like to NXT. You're going to NXT.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're going to, and there's something about her. I think she's going to show up at NXT because they're doing some like chronicle of her life after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated on that.
Please let me know. All right. So you're going with Alexa Bliss and I'm taking Ronda Rousey. All right. Men's Royal Rumble. I'm so disinterested in the Men's Royal Rumble. Who do you think wins? 11 unconfirmed people in it. Obviously, the matches beforehand, that would leave like Miz, Sheamus, Finn Balor, AJ Styles, Lesnar, Bryan, Nakamura. That's like seven dudes right there and potential mystery people that could show up.
God. I have no idea, man. Who are you picking? You'll have to go first here because I just don't know.
I feel like it's got to be somebody that's going to face Brock Lesnar. I think it's Cena. Somebody told us, the person that told
Cena
us.
Cena was kind of done with wrestling.
I thought he was too, but he's in
it. Is he like a part-timer now or something?
There's some injury thing. He's like crybaby because he like, the woman won't marry him. The Bella.
Oh, well, yeah, I heard about that stuff.
The Bella.
Yeah, well, you know.
Losers.
Who is Natalie Eva Marie? I'm into this too here. I'm sorry. I just went on Instagram and started looking at some of these women's wrestlers and I'm very distracted.
I don't know.
So anyway, can you give me, who are the big guys again?
Cena, Rollins, Ambrose, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, Bobby Lashley, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton. Randy Orton versus, Lesnar would be interesting.
I like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, but is Randy Orton still big? Like, I don't know the best way to make a prediction because
I don't know anyone that's important anymore either.
I wonder if there's betting odds.
There is. It's funny you say that. There absolutely is because, you know, that person we talked about that was really into wrestling?
Right.
He pulled out a sheet of betting odds on the Royal Rumble. Let's see, Royal Rumble odds. And we did like a little draft. And
okay.
Let's see, Royal Rumble odds. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Full odds and bets guide with the card. Let's see if it has lines. I don't see it.
Do any of our old guys, like, I know The Rock might show up or Steve Austin might show up on occasion, but, like, are any of the old guys still involved? Like, is Triple H on, like, every night of Raw still as, like, a manager or a president? Or wasn't he, like, the GM or something for a while?
That's a good question. I completely forgot about Triple H.
Ask our buddy here. Okay, so
I got Odds Checker.
I know who I'm taking now.
Okay, I found Odds Checker, too. So
okay.
What are yours? Because I have four people, the top four odds for the Men's Royal Rumble.
Seth Rollins is, I'm looking at, he has the best odds.
I have 8 of 11.
Yeah, I got minus 125 on mine, and he is the only one who's minus. Everyone else is plus. Yeah. So
8-11 is here's the three I have: 8-11 Seth Rollins, 3-1 Braun Strowman. I don't know.
I got plus 400. He's second.
Drew McIntyre 9-1.
And I got Drew McIntyre and Cena plus 800.
Yeah, John Cena 12-1 on here. The women's
Finn Balor plus 1600.
Ooh, the women's is Charlotte Flair 4-6, Becky Lynch 13-8, Alexa Bliss 16-1, and Ronda Rousey 18-1.
I see. You have who's the best odds for yours?
I mean Becky Lynch 13-8. Wouldn't that be her?
I got Charlotte Flair at minus 200.
Yeah, four to six.
4-6. Okay.
I don't understand.
Becky Lynch is plus 150. Alexa Bliss is plus 1,000. Ember Moon. And then Sailor 18 Moon.
18-1 tokens.
And then Mandy Muse. And then Tegan Presley. So.
Oh, man. If Annabelle Peake shows up, I am going to lose it. I'm going to be a fanboy for sure. Oh, my God. Here comes Annabelle Peake. What is she doing?
That's a different rumble.
So everybody.
It won't be a rumble. It'll be a stirring. It'll be in my pants.
The worst segment we've ever done. All right. So who's your person?
What's that?
Who's your winner?
Let's go with I'm gonna stick with Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss? No, sure. The guy, is she gonna win the Guy Royal Rumble too?
Yes. By the way, though, I'm looking at one from CBS and it says that The Rock is plus 2,000.
Oh, in the year 2000.
So I don't know that he's gonna be in it, but he's got better odds than men's Royal Rumble. What's that?
Who are you picking to win the men's Royal Rumble?
Seth Rollins.
Okay. I got John Cena. I want to throw this in here because we took a lot of time going on that here. Where is the tweet? All right. At the Royal Rumble, the Arizona Diamondbacks love to do food stuff.
Yes.
They popped out
yes.
with the Royal Rumble burger. Now, I did this on the basketball show. I'm going to repeat it, though. The Royal Rumble burger served at only the Royal Rumble. I believe it's going to be $13, which is pretty solid. 18-ounce pork bratwurst patty on a toasted onion roll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then we added cheddar cheese, smoked bacon, crispy coleslaw, little Alexa Bliss, fried onions, and barbecue aioli. Then they weren't done, Boggs. They weren't done. They topped it with fried mac and cheese wedges.
Now, do you have a calorie count there? Because I don't care, but I would just be curious to know what it might be.
No, but it's 100% over 2,000 calories.
Yeah, I mean, it's way more than your daily intake, for
sure.
So,
I challenge you in a tweet to eat that at the Royal Rumble. Are you going to partake?
Well, here's the thing. As much as I love great food, and once again, you don't get this body type without liking great food. I hate lines more than I like food.
Okay.
So
we're going to get there early.
If this is like easily accessible within like 15 to 20 minutes of standing in a line, it's going to get done. If the line is like 45 to an hour, no chance.
Well, no dice. I won't eat this thing. All right. So, but you're up for the challenge then.
Yes. It's fairly cheap. Didn't you say it's like $13?
I think they said it was $13. Yeah, here's what was funny though. Daniel Bryan, Phoenix guy, quote tweets Chase Fields' post of this and goes, "Chase Fields should be ashamed of themselves. Made from factory farm pigs, an intelligent and extremely social mammal, and cheese from cows whose babies were ripped away from them. Then add the heart disease delivered, the people who eat it. Shame. Hashtag shame. Hashtag the worst generation." He dropped on there. And then they responded saying, "We just give the people what they want, and they clearly want the Royal Rumble burger." He goes, "An excuse every tyrant in history has made. The reality is you just want to line your pockets. Prove me wrong by giving 100% of the profits from the Royal Rumble burger to Phoenix Children's Hospital or similar charity. That is what people want. Challenge corporate elite." That was the hashtag. I thought it was a bit. And when he dropped that other one, I was like, oh, like, what are they going to do now? Because it sounds like that burger is going to help Phoenix Children's Hospital.
You know what? If I can eat a burger and have it go to a good cause, I'm all about it. So I think so.
I kind of want those. Can I have the cheese wedges?
No.
Please?
No.
Like one?
Nope.
They look really good. They look like chicken nuggets, but they're just fried cheese wedges.
Yeah. Well, then buy them.
Oh, man. That looks. I want that.
I'm not going to go through all of that because I know what it's going to do to me. Probably halfway through the event because it's 4 hours.
It'll be like Chipotle.
You can't have. I'm not going to.
We're going to find out when you don't like Whataburger. It'll be there. So tune in for all of our coverage plus Bogman eating that wonderful burger. It's going to be awesome. All right, don't go anywhere. We got more coming up. More Bogman and the Welsh and a whole bunch more.